Hello, lovely one. Welcome to this podcast episode today. I am super excited about this conversation you're about to hear. And as I transition my practice into one that is much more somatic based and based on embodiment and really getting to the deeper blocks that can keep you from expressing and living out your human design and your business and your life in deeper ways, I'm really excited about this conversation in particular because this is one of my long-term clients, Jessica Smorrow. She is fabulous. I'm going to read her bio here in just a minute. But I want to tell you a little bit about our conversation before you dive in. Today's conversation is really about her success with how she's transformed her life and how she approaches her business and her life through this embodied trust that she has learned to develop through some somatic practices and doing this work together. So we're going to go over some of her small wins or just her reflections on Q1 and what she's already achieved this year and how small things can be deeply meaningful to stop and really like feel it in your body to feel those things, notice those things and what it can do for you. We're going to talk about how she deepened her trust in her body, which is totally what human design is here to help you do. But what I've found is the mental information is not enough for most people to be able to embody and live out the kind of life you want to live based on your human design without some somatic practices and some actual work in that area with a practitioner or someone who can guide you through that. But we're going to talk about how she's really developed this trusting relationship with her body over the past year and has really helped her approach in her life and especially in her business. We're going to talk about her tangible growth that she's seen from her embodiment practices and how it has really helped her perceive herself in a different way that feels really good. We're going to talk about even attachment styles when it comes to your body and what that means. And we're going to explore really how to bring together your conscious and unconscious self to streamline better decision making, right? I think a lot of people that I work with, part of the reason why I'm so excited about this work, in particular, somatic work, is you really want to use your authority in your human design, whether that's sacral, emotional, splenic, self-projected. There's a few different ones out there. You really want to use that, but most of us aren't really responding. We aren't really going in and feeling our own body. We are stuck in a cycle of like freeze and fawn, or our nervous system takes over and puts us into this loop of action or inaction that we really have absolutely no control over, and we have no idea how to make it conscious. It's very unconscious. And so I have a lot of clients constantly saying, but I can't really feel it, or I keep doing this one thing, but I know it's not really what I want to do. And this can help you slow down, bring those together, and actually make a decision from your highest body knowing, that inner knowing that you have, and not one based on fear or a nervous system activation. We're going to talk about how to engage and really learn your body signals and practical ways of listening and engaging with your body to improve your self-awareness around that. And the differentiation of emotions with this body awareness and how it's really helped Jessica distinguish between different emotions and helping her have a lot more emotional management in her life as well. And just all the benefits of these practices. And we're going to reflect on how it's really helped Jessica enjoy her success more fully and create a life that feels like just this continuous, delicious life that she gets to live every day, which I know is the goal of so many of you out there listening to this. You want a life you can enjoy now, not one day when you get there. I'm really excited about this conversation and a little bit more about Jessica. She's a certified life coach, speaker, and she also has her own podcast called The Unblocked Podcast. Y'all should go get a listen. It's fabulous. She's also a licensed clinical social worker and has over 15 years experience facilitating transformation with individuals and within systems. And her early work really focused on creating treatment alternatives to incarceration, which included cross-system stakeholder work at the county, state, and national levels. So she's kind of a big deal, y'all. She's fabulous. And more recently, her alternatives to incarceration efforts are directed really at the individual level, doing mindset coaching one-on-one with people to help them free themselves from their own prison of an unmanaged mind. Check out this conversation. I can't wait for you to learn more, and I would love to dive deeper with you as well in this somatic experience. And yeah, enjoy the show. Hello, lovely one. Welcome to the podcast today. I am super excited to have a returning star to the podcast, Jessica Smarrow. She's here with us today. And yeah, I just can't wait to have this conversation with you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here. And as before we hit record, I was like, I'm feeling so embodied, which right? is good for the conversation of the day. So I am ready for today.
I know. We were just having this amazing conversation about building muscle, right?
How exciting it can be. Yes.
Well, I think it's, I don't know when this will be released, but we're sort of, you know, we're like heading into Q2 of the year. And like, you know, some people do sort of reflections. And I was just with a couple of my colleagues, we were doing a celebration. Like, what do we want to celebrate about Q1, you know, very corporate language. But this morning, I'm like, I am celebrating that I have built 0.1. I don't even know if it's grams or pounds, right. But it has gone up exactly 0.1 of my muscles. And I'm walking around like, I don't even know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Popeye. I don't know. But I feel perfect. It's important to celebrate a little
bit. It is, totally. Yeah. I love that. I love that you're in your body. And I am too. I just went on a great walk. It was amazing. So yeah, what I'm really excited to talk to you about today is building trust in the body. We've been having these conversations, I would say, for the past few weeks. I mean, we've been having these conversations for like, you know, at least a year now, but really getting to this place of understanding, and you've had such amazing insight around what it means to really lead from a place of being in your body and understanding what your body's trying to tell you. And that building this sense of ease and trust in you, and kind of to what that's like on a day-to-day basis, right? Because I think we all feel like, yeah, we're going to get this place of ease and it's just going to be there. It's going to stay there. It's going to feel amazing, right? All of those things. But being embodied doesn't always feel really good. And yeah, and too, like, I'd maybe love to just start, like, because I feel like just where you were 6 months ago to where you are today is so different.
Yeah, as you were even describing that, I was like, oh my gosh, if you told me a year ago that somebody would describe me as someone who's so embodied and like developing trust, I would have been like, I don't know who you're talking about, but I would love to meet her. I would love to meet her. Yeah.
And here you are.
And here I am. Yeah. So yeah, I would say, oh God, it's so trite. I'm going to say that like all the things we hear about like trusting the process and it being like an unhurried unfolding and going slow. I feel like, oh, that's like the language of the body. Mm-hmm. And it's offensive to my brain because my brain goes fast. And I want to go, the number of times I've said some version of this to Melanie of like, okay, ma'am, I just need steps 1 through 5 and just tell me what to do. I'm going to do it because I'm a good student and then I'm going to get the result. And this is what I want to do. You know, and if anyone's listened to Melanie, like, you know, she's like, I'm very grounded and we are going to pace and I'm just going to silently giggle at your urgency. So I would say it's, I don't want to say it's hard, but it's, it takes intention because my brain's like, I want answers and I need to know everything's going to be okay.
Right.
And so it takes like a slowing down, which my brain doesn't always love. Like a slowing down to be present in the body. And it's rude because it takes trust too. Like when you're like really trying to tune your ear to what is coming up for you in your body, if you can hear it and act on it, then you're like, holy magic, what is happening? And then fun things start happening. And you're like, oh, so then it's like, but you have to like lean into that before you even know that it's what's possible. And that can be hard.
Yeah. And like, how many times do you feel like that happened before your body kind of caught up to like learning, oh, this is what happens when we trust our body? Because I feel like that's been happening for a long time since you started this work. at least in the past year and a half, where like you'll do it, you'll listen, you'll create space, you'll have this big like kind of windfall of amazing results, right, in your business or in your life, or just feeling really good and loving kind of what you're doing. And then it kind of all goes back to the hard and the right. And and I feel like now you're kind of in this, you were in like these big waves, right? And now you're kind of in this much more level space where it's, the waves are smaller.
It's a little more, yes, 1,000%. It's like cyclothymia instead of bipolar. As you were doing the waves, like no one can see that. Like, this is what it looked like.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm like doing all these like waves.
But that's it. I mean, and that's when I think I was like, it hit me. I'm like, oh, is this what we call trust? Oh, where it was like, even when I'm not in a really grounded place, to your point, when you have enough experience or enough times that you know it's not a fluke, like it's coming back, it's going to ebb and flow. I don't have to freak out when it's not there, because I can start to trust that it's coming back, because it always has. And this is when it gets wild, when it gets to be and then I can also show up to what's here for me in the quote unquote hard, right? Like I can just be more present to it, because I just know, here's what it is, I know that I'm more capable of handling it. Like that, and I think that is, I don't know if I can wrap words around this, but like, it's such a difference knowing in my head, like again, most of my life, I'm like, I'm smart, like book smart type of stuff. Like I can figure stuff out.
Oh, you can figure out anything.
I can figure out things in my head. My body was really lacking the trust of that. So like, that was like the disconnect of like, my head's like, it doesn't make sense. Like logically, this is all okay.
My body's like, why are we not? Out? What's happening?
My body's like, I don't know why you're talking like that. We are not okay here. Like, we should not trust anything. We should just always panic. And I don't even know where it's going with that. But over time, like when I started to notice, my body was like, oh, actually, we are not going to stand in opposition. We are no longer picketing and rioting. We are like, we're curiously optimistic. We're like kind of on board. And that was such a shift. That over time is like, oh, I actually feel that in my body, that like just a knowing, like it is going to be okay. And that is super fun. And then also, I mean, so part of it was the just enough experience of knowing when I am following my, because I'm a, you know, sacral generator, for those who, everyone who knows, like their generator.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah. So I'm a sacral generator. And so according to a human design, that's like, hey, just be lit up, like know what you're a yes to, like, and that's like a guttural embodied thing. And I, like, when I started with Melanie, I was like, what? I don't, my body is not talking, like I can hear my brain. She talks about,
I don't know how many times you were like, but what does it actually feel like, Melanie?
What is it? How do I know? And I was always like, I think I'm cheating. This is how I'm trying to hear my body. Melanie's like, what if that's not cheating? Right. So I really is like, so I will just kind of put that out there. Like part of it, I was really like, okay, I want to, it was like a relationship and like learning a new language, right? Like I do want to show up for my body. I do want to listen. And what I was noticing is that just even setting that intention, like imagine saying to somebody that you love or someone you care about, like, hey, you matter. I just want to hear what your opinion is here. You're like, oh, hello. Hi. I feel so seen. I feel loved. Yep. I want to engage with you in conversation here. And so in the beginning, that's what a lot of it was like for me, that even if I was like, okay, it's radio silent down there, but I'm at least setting the intention. And then, yeah, I was like, okay, then I want to trust this thing. Like if I can just listen to my body and do what lights me up. And when I'm doing that, then I'm living a life that feels good. And then I'd start doing that. And I'm like, whoa, stuff is happening that my brain could not have mapped this out. Like this is like stuff that I couldn't have anticipated. Like, and it could go both ways. Like, oh, I'm a yes to this. And I'm like scratching my head. Like, I don't think I'm logically and cognitively a yes to this, but my body's like, we are all the way in. We are leaning forward. We're pulling forward. That like universal umbilical cord is like yanking at my insides. I'm like, well, one way to find out. Right. So like you start doing it. It's like over time, like, oh, super fun, magical stuff happens. Then over time, you start to be like, yeah, I feel a little bit more at home. I have experiential knowing of this. This starts to change some things. And then when I started realizing, when I drop into my body, I was having really quick access to like wisdom. Like in my head, I'm very flighty and blah, 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 blah. And then when I would like drop down, I'm like, okay, let me get in my body. It was like, it started, and I was like, how is this happening? It's like, it was really consistent. Like, if I just go there, it's readily available. So it's like, when you start layering those wins, I guess I'll call them, together, it's like, yeah, then it becomes inviting. Like, I want to like be in that kind of connection and communication.
I love that. We can just pause there because that's like such a yummy place, right? Like, yeah, my body just feels really inviting now. Like, instead of maybe something to fear or be anxious to have a relationship with, right? Now, now it's like, feels good to go there. So, okay, you said so many things. I want to know, like, what are some of the magical fun things that happen now when you can access that wisdom and be in that place?
Well, so now it's so funny, like even it might have been last night, we're riding in the car and like my husband and I were talking about something and I'm like, okay, but before we commit to that, like I just need to check in my body when I get home. Like, I just need to like check. It's so funny, like Joe will be like, go ask your sacral and come back to me, like where it's just like part of it. So some of it's like playful, but I think in like some of the places I'm really intentional about it is in my business. And there have been some times where it was like, I was saying yes to this thing. Like, I'll use a specific example. It was, I was at a place in my business where I was thinking about doing less contract work. And then this thing that I had kind of signed up for a while ago, or maybe like applied for, it came around and I was like, yeah, I think I'm a no to it. Like, my brain was like, we're talking about doing less of this. Why would I do more of this? I'm not sure that the like, you know, messaging of this business is exactly like what I'm on board with. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna check out my body. I was like, yep. I was like, well, okay. And in doing that, it was like, there were things, if you had been like, here is what we're going to learn from this, I would, like, that was not on my plan at mine. But there were things I was learning about, just really concrete things about my schedule and what was important to me. And, what became available to me when I showed up to my schedule in different ways, like stuff that was not on my radar. Also, in doing that, I created connections and met people that then later down the road, that person connected me to somebody else. And again, it was another contracting opportunity, but it was a really juicy aligned one with somebody I really loved. And I was like, again, you're just like things that I wouldn't have been thinking about that. Like my black and white brain that was like A, B, and C equals D, like that was as far as we were getting. And it's like, when you're saying yes to your yes, like when you're really leaning into like what lights me up, it's like, then I just was like, oh, it feels like delight. It's like a playfulness with getting to know myself. It feels like a dance with the universe. Like, oh, we're just playing now. Like fun little things happen. So that's one example. And
that's so good too. Cause I love the first part you were saying about how you really got to experiment with certain aspects of your day and your time and your business where you wouldn't have had that opportunity. And it's such a cool thing too, because you're like, yeah, you got to experiment with your capacity in this is what happens when I show up to this schedule or that schedule, or, you know, when I don't have space here, this is how my body reacts and how I feel. This is what, you know, makes me feel warm and open. This is what makes me feel like, oh, I don't like this, right? Which is such amazing knowledge for the rest of your life, any other opportunity you receive. And I'm sure it's already paying off in your business and in this other contracting opportunity that you're in now. That,
right. Yeah. As you were talking, a couple other examples were coming to mind. Like, I have even started layering this in when I had like some speaking opportunities recently where there was some negotiation with prices and questions and things. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to give my body something to respond to. And I checked in like with a range of pricing. And what I landed on was like, I was like, oh, I'm a very clear no to this, but I'm a yes from this price point to this price point. I'm a yes to that. And so that's what I'm going to present to the client. Like, here, I'd be happy to do X, Y, and Z for this price up to this price. And like my brain would have had all kinds of stories. Like, that is not how you run a business.
Yeah, I think we coached on that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Of course, all the money stories. We did coach on that. And that's what I offered up. And it was lovely, right? And it's great. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing, right? And so even just with that, it's like my brain wants to get all flitty about it. And then like, no, I'm a yes to this. We don't have to have any drama about it. Like, it's just going to be fine. Like, because what I'm saying yes to is just something that lights me up versus I'm saying yes to getting it right, honestly. Like, if I was just saying it, like, quote unquote, getting it right, like trying to figure out, like, is this the right way to do business? And my brain wants to say that. My body's like, listen, we're just going to make sure you're happy and having a good time and like living your juicy aligned life. So we got this down here. And I will say, in terms of, you said like paying off, I will say, literally speaking of Q1, you know, like look backs, reflections, and celebrations, I just did look at, you know, my books at the beginning of the month. So I looked back and I was like, oh, well, yeah, I guess we're at quarter one. Like, let me look for the quarter. I'm like, oh, I am on track to make more money than I did last year if we like keep up this pace. And I have way more white space in my calendar, which like against my brain, like that would, like we coached on this also, like that was like simultaneously, I'm like, I want more white space on my calendar. And my brain's like, also, that's scary because that means you're not doing enough. And that means money scarcity and right. all kinds of things. And this is the magic. It's like, well, apparently when I just follow my gut, then it's just like the things fall in place.
Sorry, I'm laughing at your face because I was like, that was almost hard for you to say.
Yeah, I'm like, this is what I'm saying. Like, and this is what I will say for all the listeners. Like, I think I just posted about this recently. I was like, I'm just going to declare it. I'm starting the Reluctant Participant Club. Because I feel like with that faith, like there's some part of it's like I reluctantly do it, right? I wasn't like, I enthusiastically sign up to follow my sacral, right? That is not, doesn't come in so easy, but it's like, but some part of me knows it's necessary. It's worth it. It's worthwhile. And so, yeah, when I'm like, follow my gut, like I words out or like pulling them out. And yeah, and I think even, and this was a while ago, like when we first started working together, and it was like, I was being first introduced to like, oh, I should ask my body. And does this feel like a yes? Does it feel like a no? And I had my first, like, what is that? 1, 2, the 5-figure month? I don't know how, but like I had like made, I had the, made the most money I'd ever made in my business in 1 month. And I was like, again, magic. I'm like, so is this what happens? But then I get in my brain and then I start like trying to replicate it on purpose. And then we're like, that's not how this works. That's not how the trust and play works. So yeah, playing with the body. Playing with the gut, even if it's hard for me to be like, I'm following my gut.
Yeah. And okay, I'm trying to think of where I want to go now. I wrote down several questions before. You said something about feeling not grounded versus grounded. Like, what's the difference for you? And like, how do you know and how do you get there?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. I know because it feels terrible. Like when I feel, if I'm not grounded, I feel usually anxious, like there's like a tightness in my chest. Also, when I'm not grounded, I'm very much in my head. So when I notice I am like wrapped around something, it feels really grippy. I feel really stuck. Like that's usually in my head. And then when I feel grounded, and for me, it will simply be like I like place, like closing my eyes and like taking a breath. Like even now, I'm like, I'm gonna do it. Like taking a breath and just like going down into my body and doing literal grounding exercises. Like, can I feel the ground beneath me supporting me? Or if I'm sitting in a chair, like I feel the places where my body touches the chair. Can I hear things? Right? Like noticing, like, is there tension? And then like pendulating, do I notice where there's not tension?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just like really bringing an awareness. And like I can even do that. Like you can probably hear like I'm talking slower. Like just when I do that, like my brain, the brain starts slowing down and there's a little more spaciousness. And then I can start to access like in my body or like even for me, like I will do it's like inner wise advocate. Like you get like really, can I tap into something that's not just my brain's story of what's going on, but like also can I bring more of me to the table to hear from? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I feel like when I'm grounded, I feel like I have access to more of myself. And so I'm more resourced and I feel like I make more. Again, if I'm accessing more of me and I'm considering, it's like more of internal consensus, like more of me is on board. So there's just a more aligned experience there. But for me, when I feel grounded, it's very much, it's more spacious in my body. It's slower, like an exhale. And then when I feel centered, it feels like a pulling in and down usually. Sometimes it's a pulling in and up if I'm like trying to access some wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a much different experience. And you would, interact with the world differently from that place than especially one of like disconnection or anxiety or activation.
Yeah. And actually, I'm thinking about like, even when I think about that, because just this even this morning when I was doing my self-coaching practice, I was like, I object. My brain has just lots of opposition. Like, it was like, no, we need to fix this thing. This thing is a problem and we need to talk about it. And again, now that I just have a different kind of trust with my body, like, okay, yes, I get that. I hear it. I hear that there is a problem. And I agree. We do need to, there probably something needs to be done about this. Both and let's just also bring that like grounded energy. Let's access that just to see if there's anything else we're missing. Like, is there any other way we want to look at this? Is there anything else that's up for, like, what of this is mine that I really, like, is there something just personally that's up for healing that's being activated by this like urgency to fix, problem solve, correct out there? So yeah, it just, again, it feels like it's, and that's what I would call like that trust. It's like, it feels like a relationship where it's like, all of it matters now, instead of just my brain, like, we need to know data, information, and get to the right answer and resolve this so we can move on. It's like, yes, and also let's just like bring all of us into the conversation first, then see if anything different comes up there, and then move forth. Yeah.
Yeah. And two, like that practice you just kind of put, like walked us through how you get grounded, like how difficult has it been to get over possibly just like the simplicity of that, and how it's really not any extravagant 10-step process or even really super linear. It's just kind of like silly simple. Like, how did you get past maybe the brain drama around that part?
Yeah, because my brain has a lot. Like, I have a whole toddler face. Even now, I'm like, yeah, like, even with my own clients, it's like, don't let the lack of sophistication fool you. Mm. Right. And honestly, if I'm being honest with you, like, what actually got my brain on board? Probably just a lot of suffering. Right. Like, honestly, for me, it was probably like, well, this hasn't worked for how many decades? Mm-hmm. Like, am I willing to try something different? And I think it was at a place where I was like, yeah, I really am willing to try something different. And also saying like, I was also at a place, like, again, I want to be mindful of people who maybe have like some real traumas or like real things happening in their life, that it's like, when I look around, I'm like, I'm safe. Like, I am right. At a place that like, it's safe to come home here. I think also, I just don't know that we can have an embodied conversation as two people who are like socialized as women, that it's like, yeah, I've spent a lot of my life being like, it does not matter what my body has to say about hunger, desire, whatever, like, there are rules to follow those rules, and then everything's okay. Like, there are some hurdles that we're dealing with here. So I think one, like, desperation was probably part of it. And then two, also just being in a different place where there's real safety, like circumstantially and environmentally. And then also there was just more safety with like things as simple as like, oh, now I'm at a place in my life where I'm like, oh yeah, I don't follow food rules. Like, I just eat when I'm hungry and I stop when I'm full. Like, I already have a different relationship with my body than maybe I did 20 years ago. Right. So there was some foundational work there that had already, you know, that like lent itself to it. So I just want to offer that for people who are just like, I'm a floating head and I do not want to go down there. and then so like that just opened the space to be like, yeah, this seems kind of like, okay, breath. Like, it, like, truly, if you Google any of the work on like real trauma work and polyvagal theory and somatic experiencing and any of the nervous system regulation stuff, you're like, this is too breathing. This can't be real. It's out. And then I'm like, yeah, don't take my word for it. Do it. Like, what do you got to lose? Because then you do it and you're like, oh, I'm going to do some tapping. I'm going to like do some bilateral stimulation and realize like, oh, that opens up something.
Hey, I'm here interrupting my own podcast to tell you something really exciting. I am now a level 1 somatic experiencing practitioner, and I want a lot of practice. So I am looking for 10 individuals who want to do this work for 3 months with me at a very, very amazing price. So click the link in the bio here or reach out to me at melanie@melanieholecoaching.com or any of the ways you can find me, and get in there. I really would love to do this work with you one-on-one and give me some practice and give you some amazing somatic work so you can move through anything that's keeping you stuck, anything that you don't even know what it is yet. That is okay. I cannot wait to do this work with you.
And then you start getting excited about it because it's like, oh, it's this simple. I literally have these tools with me everywhere that I am. Mm-hmm. So when I am writing, just hypothetically speaking, this didn't happen in November. When I'm riding in a car underneath the, I'm very claustrophobic and we're in like the tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel in New York, mm-hmm. going to this, and I'm like, we are underwater right now. We are under the actual river in a car. Oh my God, I'm sweating my armpits. I'm like, oh, let me take out my pack of gum from my purse. And I'm just going to pass it back and forth and do mm-hmm. some bilateral stimulation. It feels good just even doing it right now, showing you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, aha, okay, I feel calm. All right, I'm going to chew a piece of this gum so that I don't have the cotton mouth that I have because of the terror in my brain, right? Like, it's so simple. Then you're like, oh, I actually have this with me at any time. So then it gets to be really good news. At first, your brain's like, we need like, you know, AP level calc advanced skills here. And they're like, no, it's really simple. Your body is like equipped with it, came with it, everything it needs, it's already here. And then you can just like do that at any time. That feels really fun when you realize like I have it with me all the time and it's really simple. So I have fast access to it. I don't have to go to a bunch of therapy. I can access like a little bit more calm, even 1% less terrible in like three breaths.
Yeah. And I think too, part of the fear of like the mind puts out is like, well, you're going to have to go like really deep into all your trauma and relive it. And that is absolutely not true. Right. I think that's what I love about embodiment and somatic practices is that it really kind of bypasses all of that. So the brain wants to overcomplicate it and make it really scary. But honestly, like being in your body and just feeling the sensations is pretty much, I mean, it's not always pleasant for sure. And it's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And you can build up the capacity to be with those things longer for sure. Mm-hmm. And to me, like the first step too is like sometimes being like, well, I'm in my body, but I don't feel anything. It's like, great, right? Like that is okay too. Mm-hmm. And it's just about opening that relationship with your body, like you said, and just building this trust that like, it's okay to be here. It's not at all like you're going to have to relive anything. And I think that too can also be really scary.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And I think this is a really good point, like on just on the level of feelings in general, because so often we think that our feelings are tied to circumstances and the things happening out in our life. Mm-hmm. But when you start to experience feeling like good, bad, right, wrong, whatever, like, oh, they're a vibration happening in my body. Mm-hmm. Right. And then we start to separate that from the stuff out there. So, yeah, I don't have to go into my trauma. I can go into my space and see what is the physical expression that that's having? Like, how is that showing up in my body? What is the sensation? What's the vibration? And then also the absence of it, right? Like when that's also not there, like when you're able to like ground and calm, then you're like, oh, it already exists. Like to your point, I don't like, yes, therapy and coaching is great, all of that. Mm-hmm. And also like those things aren't a prereq for me to feel this thing in my body. You might need to do that for like, that might just be necessary part of your healing journey, mm-hmm. but also like the tapping into your, like homeostasis, right? Like tapping into your like calibrated optimal blueprint of your body is available to you. Like mm-hmm. that in a few breaths, in a few present moments. And I will say to the point you're making about like, I don't feel anything. I will say for me, a big block to that was doubt. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm like, is that it? Right. Or like even like I thought the other day, I was like asking her, you know, again, somebody, I'm like, oh, it's fine. You're just me. I see you. I get it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, where do you feel that in your body? What does that emotion feel like in your body? And she was like, describe it. And she's like, right? Question mark, right? Like, is that correct? Right? Because we're so used to going outside of us for mm-hmm. answers that even when you're in your body, you're like, I feel nothing. Like, oh, that could be spaciousness. That could be calm. Mm-hmm. Right? Also, when you're like, I can scan my body, like starting at your head and just like really just checking in. Like, where do I feel any sensation at all? Tension. Do I feel myself holding my right shoulder higher than my left shoulder? Right? Do I feel anything? And just noticing the doubt might not actually be synonymous with an absence of it.
Right?
Like I'm like doubting what I'm experiencing and perceiving is different than it not actually being there.
Uh-huh. Which I think is part of building the relationship with your body and building trust, right? Of course, there's doubt there because there hasn't been trust because of so many other things that you've already said, right? But yeah, so I think the doubt is definitely something that can block you possibly, or...
Oh, 1,000%. I think it blocks you from the experience. Also for me, I will notice it blocks me from the wisdom, right? Because when I...
If you can't get into it, there's no way to access the wisdom. Yeah.
Or if it's there and I'm just like, is that it or is it my own brain? Right? Instead of being like, oh, it's like, it's the doubt that is blocking the access to it, not the fact that it's not there, right?
And I think, of course, there's doubt because you had to learn to not trust your body, to override what it's trying to tell you to survive, right? In so many different circumstances. So I just want to say that's completely normal, right, for everyone. And it's probably been really beneficial, honestly, for a lot of things in your life. But yeah, I think, too, being able to realize I can hold what I think I'm experiencing and the doubt. And that's okay too. You don't have to get rid of the doubt. The doubt can be there and just be like, I think this is what I'm feeling in my body. Maybe. That's fine. You don't have to be for sure.
Right.
Right. I think that too can be a way to build relationship with that part. Mm-hmm. And I think over time, like, what do you think helped your doubt the most?
Well, for me, reroute the doubt. I think
that's what I was like. That was my
that mantra.
reroute the doubt. I think it was part like the realization that getting to like the answer is not going to eliminate the doubt. Like, I think that was just like, right? Like, just like, that's just going to be, that is just my brain's protective functioning. And that's just going to be there. So like to your point, like I don't have to make that a problem. And that's not going to go away when I get to the thing. Cause then I would make it a problem. Be like, well, I need to solve that so I can get to the wisdom, or as soon as I just get to the wisdom and I have like auditory hallucinations and I can really hear what my inner wise advocate's trying to say to me, then the doubt goes away. And I was like, no, that doesn't happen. Like, that doesn't happen anywhere in our lives, that like, that it's like the arrival fallacy. Like, when I get to this destination, then automatically, like when I achieve that goal, then my self-confidence is through the roof. And like, it doesn't happen that way. Your brain is going to brain whether you're here or there. And so I think that was part of it, was just, I don't have to make it a problem. Right. To like quote like Liz Gilbert, where she's like, you know, fear and doubt, they can be in the back seat. They're just not going to be in the driver's seat. Right. They're not making decisions. They're not deciding which direction we go. They're not even choosing the radio station. They're just coming along. Like, all parts of me get to be involved in this and not lead. So I think that's part of it. And then I think also something like you've really emphasized for me is these whole freaking listening sessions with our feelings, right? So that I can listen, which is not all that dissimilar from like internal family systems work, right? IFS work and parts work, where like doubt matters too. And it's going to keep showing up if it thinks that it has something important to say and necessary to say. So if I can, again, just start to build that relationship that, yeah, like I always think of it like a boardroom, like my advisory board. Like, you get your 3 minutes anxiety, you're going to get your 3 minutes fear, you too. And then excitement, we're going to hear from you. Everyone, I can hear from you, but then my resource self is going to make the decision, right? Like the advisory board, the cabinet doesn't make the decision, like the president does, right? So just, again, like just changing the way that I relate to it, it doesn't have to be a problem. Like, you're valuable, you're a contributor, you're just not the decider.
It's different. Yeah. And I think over time, working with that slowly, your body learns that it's safe to be here. It's okay to voice the opinion. It's okay, right? And you learn it's okay to be in my body and listen. It doesn't mean the doubt's real, right? It doesn't mean that all those scary things I'm afraid, the anxiety's telling me is going to happen, will happen, right? I can just be here with it and realize I'm safe in this very moment and I feel resourced again and I can move forward. Like you said, this is not a super fast 1 month process, right?
I don't like that part. I for sure. So, but here's the interesting thing. It's not a super fast process. And when you do it, it's instantaneous.
It is.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, in the moment, can I access that thing? Yes. The cultivation of doing that enough that it actually feels like a little more solid of something that's with you, that part takes a little more time. It shows up in different places. Like, yes, there are places where like I feel a little bit more grounded. And then there are places I feel very much not, right? Like I do a morning call every day for the last 9 years, just mm-hmm. for a little nugget of trivia for Jessica. So on the morning call this morning, one of the ladies was saying, she's like, it was such a great imagery. She was like, I feel like it's like I'm walking on the rim of a cup and like, I want to dive in, but like, I just keep staying on the rim of the cup. And I was like, oh, like those are those moments when you're like, why am I stuck? Like, why am I not able to go all in? I'm like, oh, cause she's like, I cognitively believe all of these things that I want. And I'm like, yeah, her body is not.
Her body's like, no, I can't.
Yeah, the body's like, I'm not safe. It's not safe to, right? So then you're like, okay, when I notice those moments, and now like even just having that awareness, like when I feel stuck and my brain is like, yes to this, and it's okay to do this. And I want to like dive head first into it, but I feel like physically holding myself back. Like then you have that awareness, you're like, oh, my body isn't on board with this yet. Like my body, something's up, my body doesn't feel safe. And okay, can I check in with that? Where do I feel that in my body? When I'm thinking about this thing that I want to go all in on, where do I notice that in my body? Because my brain's like, holla, like bring the scuba gear. We are jumping in. Your body's like, oh no, I feel a pit in my stomach thinking about that. Right? Like, okay, did that pit in my stomach want me to know? Like, was I afraid it's going to happen? Right. So then again, you're like, okay, I can start to, instead of just staying stuck and not sure what's going on, you're like, oh, I can drop in and get curious and hear that. And then the conversation has started.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, like maybe your body and mind get on aligned on a decision. You're like, okay, bring the snorkel gear. We're going in.
Yeah. And I think this kind of goes into my next question really well is like, what's so fun about being grounded? Right. Because I think part of it's like a hard sell, right, to our brain. Brain's like, no, we want to be up here where all the excitement is happening and like all these cool thoughts and all these ideas and all this like visionary stuff, right? And wants to go do all the things. But being grounded is kind of like having roots, right? And having this steadiness and slowness sometimes, right? So that we can go faster. But what is so fun about that? What is so amazing about living in a place that feels more grounded?
Well, yeah, I think you just described it. And like I did the words that were coming up, like when you were describing, it's like there's like a nourishing, like because I think even when you think of like a roots, it's like that's where like a plant gets all of its nutrients,
right?
So it feels really nourishing, and here's what I guess I'll say: it's like you don't have to let go. You're not gonna lose that part of your brain, right? Or like for me, again, I am very like playful and blah 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 blah. Like I'm like. Mm-hmm. Effervescent-y like that. Mm-hmm. And so that like might sound the opposite of grounded, right? But like, I don't have to lose that part of me that feels like light and airy and playful to also be grounded. It's like a tree, right? I love trees. It's like a tree, right?
It's
like
true.
You root to rise, right? It's like, yeah, you have that grounding energy and you have the sturdiness to you. And you also get to have the leaves above that are like dancing and flowing and flitting about and playing. And again, like I would just reference, like the word just keeps coming up as magic. Like it's fun because then when you do that, you're like, oh man, I never thought of it that way. Or like even like what's so fun about it is when I, again, even not like my best friend, she'll just be like, when I am really in something and I am like, I have lots of words to say about this. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, cool. We're going to listen to that. But also what I know, and you've told me, is that as soon as you drop into your body, you have a lot of wisdom. I'm like, oh, but it's so fun to just, I just want to get in the drama and talk about it. My brain loves that. And then, but that's like the fun, right? When your people are then like, okay, yeah, drop in. And then you drop in, you're like, now, right? Like the fun part, it's like there's a moving forward that can happen so it's interesting. It's like there's a grounded steadiness, but it's also like that's how, for me anyway, it's like then I can move forward. Like a wisdom comes and then I can move forward and then like fun, magical things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting, right? What I'm hearing you say is that it feels really fun and amazing to be in your head, even when it's dramatic, right? And yeah. Kind of negative spinning, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Feels so good. It feels so like actiony. That's not a word, right?
Like activated. It's very activating. Energized.
Yes. Energizing, yes. And it feels like you're doing a lot, right? It feels like you're moving and you're really moving and shaking.
Yeah.
And yet you're just like swarming in a like circle, right? It's like a swarm of bees, right? You're really just, that's my head.
like standing still.
Yeah. You're just like running in place, basically. And it feels really good. But yeah, you're not moving forward. You are stuck, even though maybe you're kind of moving a lot. But what you're saying is being grounded actually affords you the ability to move your feet and actually walk a path instead of just staying stuck, running in place.
Yeah.
So while you are possibly moving more slowly in a way, you're actually moving.
Also, I think, because even as you're like saying that, I'm thinking like as a mindset coach, like I am a mindset coach and I love to like really understand like what are the stories you're telling yourself and like what are the thoughts like we need to get and all that mental drama. And here's the way I think about like, that's your like conscious awareness mind, right? Like your brain up there, like this is what's in my conscious awareness. Embodied work, the stuff that you're doing in your body, that's just your unconscious mind. Mm-hmm. Like that's when, and when I think of it like an iceberg, like your conscious mind is like the tip above water. Mm-hmm. The stuff that's underneath the water, like the mass of the iceberg is underneath the water. So when you drop in and do the body, it's like if your brain is going left, but your unconscious mind is going right. Like when you drop into your body, you're like, okay, we can get both of them going in the same direction. So I think that's like the forward movement thing, right? It's like, yeah, it might, yeah, the mass underneath might take a little bit more to like get centered with. And it sounds, you're doing stuff that's more like symbols and metaphors and breath work and things, but that's going to also unlock things in your conscious mind as well that make you more resourced. It's again, it's a whole relationship here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you do more of that, like that's, I think, where the trust comes. It's like, oh, we're on the same team. Mm-hmm. And I trust that like when we show up together, we actually get more from each other, right? That's the whole, like we're on the same team. We're going to access more of each other. And when we play well together in the sandbox, then each of us feels safe about having more resourced access to more of our resources. Like there's just, like, what's not better about that?
Yeah, if they're actually communicating, right?
I wrote down attachment
styles with the body because when you were first talking, I was like, what if this is like going from an avoidant attachment style to like just a very attuned, secure attachment with your body, or even like an anxious one, right? Where you're like, I've seen this too. I've been in it too, where like I'm like hypersensitive of my body and like because I've had chronic pain for a long time and lots of weird, you know, struggles and issues with chronic illness. And yeah, I was like hyper aware. I was like really anxious around my body. And I would go into these activations around any sensation in my body. Right. Mm-hmm. And I see people like that too, but what if this is just bringing it back into this like very secure, like we can just communicate, we can be on the same page, even if it's hard to hear from one another, it's okay. We're committed. Like, I don't know.
Exactly what you just said, that whole part, like, we're committed, because like the number of, like, for myself and just the number of times I tell my clients, especially when they're like new to this part of it, and they're like, especially when I like, okay, homework, like you're going to do this outside of session. But when I say, like, they're like, I don't know. I don't feel, I don't have a body. I don't actually have one. I don't know what's happening down there. Right. Mm-hmm. And when I say, it's like truly just saying that my intention is to hear you is so important. Again, I said it earlier, but it's like, think about that. Like with that, like if you're thinking about attachments to other people, if somebody said to you, like, I'm not wrapping my head around what you're saying. I can't fully understand it, but it matters to me. And I want to try to understand it. Like, imagine somebody saying that to you. You're like, oh, puddle, like, okay, swoon. Like, that feels lovely to hear that. And I think about, like, when we, like, this was early on. And when you were, like, teaching me about, like, my strategy and, like, how to check in. You're like, even if your body is telling you no to something and you're like, you've already committed to it and you're going to do it anyway. Even saying to your body, hey, I hear you. I hear that you're a no. I'm going to do this because we've already said yes to reasons, whatever. But I hear you. Keep talking to me. Like, I am, like, it's registered. I did hear you and it matters, right? Mm-hmm. Like, like letting it be iterative and let it be like messy and imperfect and blah, like that. That's the word. Blah, blah. Like that's okay, right? Because the idea of, like, I see you and I'm committed. Like, we're committed to continue to show up. It sounds, even when I'm saying that, like, that sounds kind of bonkers, right? But don't take my word for it. Like, try it on with your body.
Sounds
like,
kind of foofy, right?
Yeah, I'm committed to you, body. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, but try it and then see what happens.
Yeah, and that's really the work we've been doing in capacity for the past few weeks, is just, like, that beginning of, like, building that relationship. How do you tune in? How do you hear from your body? And then, yeah, like, starting to notice throughout the day and certain things, like, is your body saying no to that? Right. And it doesn't mean you have to change anything, but how can you just like witness the no, or witness the resistance or the constriction, right? Or the numbness, whatever it is, just be with it for a moment before you go do the thing. Like that, to me, builds so much trust in a relationship to just listen to the other person, right? Like, and if you think about a really great relationship between two people, it doesn't mean you're going to change what you're doing for them if they say, I don't want you to do this. But right. You sitting there and being like, but I want to hear from you. Like, why? What's happening for you? Right. And this having that understanding and being like, I'm still going to go do this thing. Right. And I'm not saying that. Anyway, I'm getting a little lost, but.
Yeah. No, but I hear what,
but
what
it really
you were saying that. Yeah.
I was the relationship.
Like, yes. Well, and here's what I want to say, like the relationship thing, like what it helps with is when you are willing to witness it, like, hey, I hear you. Like, if for nothing else, no other reason, like now you start to recognize it. You're like, oh, this is what a yes feels like in my body. This is what a no feels like in my body. Because then your brain's like, oh, shit, we have to take action on this now. Like that might like separate those processes out. Right. Like one piece of this is
because building
oh,
the capacity
I didn't even
for
know,
acting yeah, on is very different. Yeah.
It's a very different. Like before, I didn't even know what yes felt like in my body. I didn't know what no felt like. Now you're like, oh, I hear you. I can notice the difference. I notice that difference. And there, and even with that, like there are levels and degrees to that. But like, mm-hmm. Now I'm at least I know like a level one awareness of that. That's a whole separate conversation than about like whether or not I take action on that. Like you get to create safety in the even process of I don't have to go. It could be just our little secret, right? Like we can just keep it here for a while and like be aware of. Yeah, now at least I know how to recognize. Mm-hmm. That sensation. I know what anxiety feels like. I know the difference between fear and anxiety. I know the difference between excitement and anxiety now in my body. Like now I just have an awareness. And again, it sounds too good to be true. It sounds too simple, but it's like those kinds of things are those building blocks where it's like, oh yeah, now I do like, oh, I feel at home in my body. I can just hang out here for a while. I like it here. Like I want to come home here and now it's inviting here. These are just like, again, maybe seemingly random, but like those are part of the building blocks, I would say.
So good. Yeah. And you, I think, just recently too, have been like, I don't remember what you said. I think it must have been our last session or something, but you were like, yeah, I like wanted to build a life that I didn't need a vacation from. And like, I'm feeling kind of like that. Like, I just get to have fun. Tell me a little bit about that and
yeah.
I think we'll close
yeah, up. Because I think it was like, I think I wrote, like I had this post in like on my day, like I have like little reminder notes. And one in the morning was like, what would it be like for every day to feel like I was on holiday or for every day to feel like mm-hmm. I was on vacation? And that's like just been something I've been just presenting to myself, like how would I show up? And then I'm like, oh goodness, like I kind of have that, right? Like yeah. When you're creating a business where it's like, yeah, I say yes to clients who feel like yeses to me. It's not about, like I'm like leaning into like it could just be like I just want to work with you, like that's why I'm not just taking mm-hmm. somebody because like, oh, you want to pay the amount. Nope. Like, are we a good fit? Is this something am I going to look forward to showing up to our sessions, right? And I have like spaciousness, like after I work I tell Melanie as soon as we got up, I'm gonna go work out at 12 on a Tuesday in the middle of my day, like mm-hmm. How juicy and fun is that, right? I can do my job from anywhere in the world. I just like, I'm getting geeked out, giddy, just telling you all that. Like, it's just so fun. Like, but again, this was the part where it's like, my brain could see, and then it was like, well, I don't want to hold my feelings hostage like anymore. Like, I want to be able to experience the fullness of that. Like, I have a life. That's one of the things we talked about a while ago when I was like, what is your biggest fear? Like, that I won't actually be able to enjoy the life that I have because I have a really incredible life and my body's like, not safe to enjoy it. We should not do those things. When you ask me like, what's so fun about getting grounded is like, oh, you can actually enjoy the fruits of your labor. You can actually enjoy the results that you create, the life that you create. When you achieve a goal, you can feel it and get what you think you were even doing it for from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So good. Thank you for your time today and for sharing all this with us. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you always. So tell everybody how they can find you. Work with you, follow you, all the things.
Yeah, absolutely. I am on the social medias, mostly on Instagram and Facebook. I have a LinkedIn account. Sure, come check me out. But every once in a while, I'll drop into TikTok. You know, if it's still around, we don't know. We're just having fun, but mostly at Jessica Smarrow on LinkedIn, or I'm sorry, on Facebook and Instagram. And I have a website, jessicasmarrow.com. You know, come check it out.
We'll link it all. Yeah.
We'll link it all. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Of course. Happy to be here.